Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldschur, dictating an endoscopy report on Vicky Bilchel. Date of birth 5/28/1965. Date of procedure November 17, 2023. Physician performing is Yevgenia Goldschur, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Clay Nordquist. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with just colonoscopy. Next line, indications, anemia, colon cancer screening, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as a possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, oral excites the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated as pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced to direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained with a cardio, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was poor, with a Boston bowel prep score of 5, 1-2-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, at upper endoscopy, the Z line was mildly irregular. Sorry. Number one, unremarkable proximal and mid esophagus. Next line, the Z line appeared mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was slightly over a one centimeter tongue of salmon colored mucosa noted that was biopsied for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. On retroflexion, there was an intact funduplication anatomy noted without any abnormality. Next line, upon entry into the stomach, there was some bilious fluid that was lavaged and suctioned. Next line, there was mild antral erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy number one, there was a poor prep rated as a Boston bowel prep score of 5, 1-2-2. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, no big masses or polyps were noted. However, smaller and moderate-sized polyps could be missed due to the poor preparation. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep. Period. I was able to lavage and suction a decent amount of the liquid stool to reveal the underlying mucosa. But the right side of the colon was not easily cleaned. Next line, recommend PillCam for further evaluation of anemia. Next line, would recommend iron studies, comma, B12, folic acid, and retic count for further evaluation of anemia.